Blog Talk Radio.
The guy Bender at number four just reminds us that Chris Porzingis last year, he went number four. No one really heard of him.
Here we go. Now there's a report that Rondo wants to come play for Brooklyn. He's trying to take Yogi Ferrell's spot.
We'll not see Yogi in October on that team.
They couldn't get Jimmy Butler when Jimmy Butler was being offered for the Timberwolves, what, fifth pick, and Zach LaVine, as if Zach LaVine's some superstar.
The best team ever in the regular season, Golden State Warriors, was the best doing it their small ball way. Why try to beat them at what they're the best at? Try to beat them at what you're the best at, what you have. I hate the deal for both teams.
Sometimes you speak dumb. This is one of those times.
Monday afternoon, or early evening, I suppose, could be the correct term. B-Singer and Maru coming at you until 4:30. I'm Brian Singer, down in Atlanta. Honored to be joined by co-host Nick Marucci from up in Jersey. Nick, how was your weekend?
It was good. It was long. I feel like we haven't been on the air in a little while, but it was long.
With us, even if we're not on the air, we're always arguing about, well, usually sports. Sometimes it could be other stuff. But we're always arguing whether it's on the air or not.
Absolutely.
So what's some highlights from this weekend? Summer League Championship has now been decided. It's the Timberwolves and the Bulls. MVP, Tyus Jones. We're going to get to the Timberwolves a little later on in first word. What else? Shaquille O'Neal, right?
Yeah, went to Cuba. He said the president asked him to take a trip there. He was there for 4 days. Ran some basketball camps. The one camp was for free. It was outside. Everybody was allowed to go. And it was good to see Shaq. He was slamming the ball. He looked like he was in really good shape, actually. Not going to lie. But I thought that was a cool moment.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. John Jones came out. A few things that he tested positive for from the Nevada State Athletic Commission. A couple anti-estrogen substances. So they actually extended the temporary suspension. He could, I mean, you know more UFC than I do, so I don't want to speak without having the backing behind it or the credibility, but he could be out, right?
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, he's been in trouble before on the ring. He's definitely, I mean, put himself in jeopardy. His career is in jeopardy for sure.
So what we'll do today, as the MLB is now up and about after All-Star Week, so we'll get to a lot of that in first word. What we did last week, we gave our AFC and NFC predictions, division winners. So we'll kind of piggyback off that, and let's just do the Super Bowl. Let's pick our Super Bowl teams from our predictions. Most of them, some of our predictions were the same. We obviously also differed, which we always do. So do you have your – we'll give the two Super Bowl teams, both of us, and then we'll give the winner. So, Nick, you want to go first with your Super Bowl teams?
Yeah, yeah. So from the AFC I have this year, representing the AFC, is the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's what I see coming out of the AFC. From the NFC, the Green Bay Packers I see coming out. And between the two, I'm going with the Pittsburgh Steelers to win it all this year. I just think it's going to be their year. Last year, they had some injuries. They saw, the high-powered offense coming back with arguably the best running back, best receiver, a top-five quarterback. And their defense is young, but another year of experience coming in. I think they're ready to go and bring a Super Bowl back to Pittsburgh.
So you think Pittsburgh and who was your other one? You went out for a sec.
Oh, Green Bay.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, that's not going to happen. I do like the Pittsburgh one, and I think Pittsburgh I think they do make it from the AFC. From the NFC, I think the Seattle Seahawks, and I think the Seahawks actually end up winning it. Kind of had a down year last year at 10-6. They're usually more successful than 5-3 at home, which is arguably the toughest football stadium to play in. But I think another year of Jimmy Graham, I mean, to think almost what they did where they gave up their best offensive lineman for Jimmy Graham, who was basically inactive for the first half of the season, although he did play, and then he was technically inactive for the last half of the season, and he's still able to go 10-6. So I'm not putting anything past Pete Carroll, who I think is a great coach. So I think the Seahawks find their way back in it for the NFC. But we both have Steelers for the AFC. We just have different winners.
Yeah, I mean, I have the Packers beating the Seahawks in the championship game.
Gotcha.
The only reason why I have that is because, you know, with the Packers, I feel like they're going to win the division. I think it's theirs this year, no matter what. And probably, in my opinion, we'll get a one or a two seed. And we don't know with Seattle. I have them winning the division this year, Seattle, but yeah, Arizona's just as good.
Yeah.
We can see Seattle be a wild card team. The only reason why I pick Packers or Seahawks is home field advantage. I feel like Green Bay will have that in that game.
Do you have your whole playoffs right now?
I just had my thoughts of it today.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have all of it. I just had my championship game. I have the Steelers being the Patriots in the AFC championship. Because, like I've said multiple times, you can't doubt Tom Brady. He's got motivation, but I really feel like this is Pittsburgh's year coming up.
No, I could see. I mean, their offense is going to be absolutely explosive. Number to call is 323-642-1403. Feel free to get involved, hop on board, be Stinger and Moreau. What we'll hop into now is we'll do the AFC today and we'll do the NFC tomorrow. And we'll kind of run through these quickly. I want to give plenty of time for first word. We'll do the over-unders for the 2016 season win. So it's simple. And then toward the end of the NFL season, we'll go back, we'll listen to the recording, and we'll see how many we got right. My bet is that I get more right than you, but that's okay because in the end, we're still good friends. You ready?
Well, real quick, just like you got more right with me, the NBA free agents, right?
Yeah, wait till the NBA seedings come out and the Milwaukee Bucks are an 8 seed and the Pistons are a 5 seed. And then, you know, you could keep talking shit. The Pistons could be a 5 seed. Watch out for that. All right. Baltimore Ravens come in. They're we're going in ABC order because that's how it's listed on my computer, just in the AFC. Baltimore Ravens are at 7.5, over under.
Over.
I'm with you.
I think they go 9-7 this year. I think they missed out on the playoffs because I think the AFC is going to be pretty competitive, especially their division is very competitive, with the Bengals and the Steelers. So, but I think they're going to have a bounce back year. Flacco off injury. They get a lot of guys back. Suggs. And they've just been so good for years that last year it was all about injuries, and you bring in an extra offensive lineman and Ronnie Stanley, draft pick, who I think is the best player in the draft, and they're going to have a good year. It's just going to be hard in that division.
I'm with you as well. I'd say over 7.5 for the Ravens. Next is the Bills. They come in at 8, which is what they were at last year. 8 wins for the Bills, over under.
Under. I think it's under. We don't know the status for LeSean McCoy. Tyrod Taylor, he did have a pretty good season, I'd say, but is he really the guy to get them there? They lost some defense. I know it's Rex Ryan. He doesn't care who's playing defense. He thinks his defense will be good. I think it's under. I think it's under this year.
I like the over for the Bills. I know McCoy's status is up in the air, but Sammy Watkins now in his, I believe, third year.
Third,
right? Yeah, I think he can really solidify himself as a top 10 receiver. Tyrod Taylor, I know he's questionable. We watched games last year. He had an awful first half, great second half. I don't know what he's going to do. I'm just thinking they get over 8 wins. Next is the Cincinnati Bengals, 9.5.
Over. They're in the playoffs. They're going to make the playoffs. I think 11 wins seems fair for that.
And we got a caller. It's 818. I think is 818 California. I think it is. 818-814 is on the line. How we doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Who's this? I don't even see the name. It's just your number.
Yeah, this is This is Bobby in Los Angeles, the greatest caller in the history of radio.
Bobby in Los Angeles.
How you doing, Bobby?
You
doing?
Know who this is, Nick?
I do not.
What do we got, Bobby?
Okay, listen, I've been trying to be a guest on your program for a while. I've emailed you guys and kind of messaged you guys. Do you guys take guests?
Sure. We could take guests, but you're Bobby in Los Angeles. I couldn't even tell you who that is.
Okay, no problem. I'm the greatest caller in the history of radio. But no problem. I'd like to be a guest in your program, if you don't mind.
You would like to what?
I'd like to be a guest on your program, if you don't mind.
Sure. How about tomorrow?
Yeah, that's great. What topics? Do you guys only go over football, or do you go over non-football stuff, too?
No, we do whatever. We do it all.
Yeah, whatever you.
Yeah, no, great. So my thing is, go ahead.
What's your sport, Bobby? What do you want to talk about today?
Well, so I wrote you know how in the NBA, everyone's always talking about who the greatest player is, who's the best of all time. There's always these articles and so many books, blah, blah, blah. You know that?
Yeah.
Okay, so I wrote something a little different. I didn't write who the greatest NBA player is of all time. I wanted to educate NBA fans, because a lot of NBA fans are morons and they're idiots, and I wanted to educate them on how do you determine who the greatest one is and go over some history, because a lot of fans are morons, especially NBA fans.
So what are you trying to determine? Figures out who the best NBA player is?
Yes, because a lot of people, no matter what your argument is, think of any argument that you can come up with, and I'll find a contradiction in that argument. A lot of people don't consider their history. They downplay past generations as players who couldn't ball. They don't know stats, and they just go by illogical, inconsistent arguments. I want people to think. I want them to be consistent. Go by history. Go by stats. Use some logic. And I got a lot of good stuff in my book, if you guys are okay with the topic.
Nick, you want to take this, or how you kind of figure out who you would peg as your best NBA player? But I guess the qualifications is what you're really talking about here, Bobby.
For
me, see, like you're talking about past generation of players. See, yeah, what we have is only what we have seen. But what I just base it off of is which player goes out there and makes everybody else better on the court. And he's also the great, he's great himself, but makes everybody better on the court. And it's just on both sides, offense and defense, just a total team leader. That's what I see in the NBA. So I don't know what your argument is, but I would love to hear it.
Basically, my argument is two things. One, there have been so many great players. You cannot have one as the greatest. It doesn't make any sense. You're just arbitrarily, randomly picking and choosing. It's like saying, what's the best donut? Or what's the best movie? It's just a stupid opinion. What makes NBA fans more dumber compared to other sports is that in other sports like baseball, I don't know if you guys are baseball fans or not, but in baseball, no one usually, and I don't want to say always, but usually people don't say, well, in the past, they couldn't ball. And now if they were competing with today, they couldn't hang with today's players. If today's players went to the past, they would dominate. Or if I, a guy who's never even played in the big league, went and played in the past, I would dominate. A lot of NBA fans think like this. They think if I played in the 50s and 60s, I would be Michael Jordan to them. They think like this. And like in baseball, they go by stats. Nobody says Babe Ruth couldn't play today or Walter Johnson couldn't pitch today. No one does that. NBA fans do these kind of things. And another thing, again, they're not consistent. So like they'll say, championships matter. Jordan won 6 rings. Well, Bill Russell had 11, you moron. Or they'll say something like, Jordan went undefeated in the finals. Well, Magic Johnson went to the finals 9 times. That's a lot better, I think.
Yeah.
So it's like they're not consistent in the argument. So what is my answer? There have been too many players to come up with one. And if you have to come up with one, if you must come up with one, you either have to go by statistics, which means Wilt Chamberlain is the best, or you have to go by someone who was like ultimate team player, like you mentioned, which I would pick Magic Johnson.
Yeah.
If you don't mind me asking, the guy who was talking, did you have an opinion on who the greatest is? I'm just curious.
Yeah. So, I was the one who said about team leader who makes everybody better. Magic's up there. He's the best point guard ever to me. For me, it's honestly who I've seen for the last 13 years, and it's LeBron James. That's who, to
oh
me, he makes
God.
Everybody he makes everybody better on offense and defense. You've seen it. He turns role players into better players. You've seen it, and that's what I base that off of.
Okay, but you just
but look what you
said. I give you credit, by the way. You just admitted that you haven't seen all the players. If you haven't seen all the players, how do you know who the best is?
I mean, that's what, but like I'm 21 years old, so I have to just go off of what I've seen. I can't go off of the past.
Right.
But I obviously I've seen. So who I've seen, LeBron James is the greatest in my opinion.
So
but
the greatest of all time, the greatest of all time, the greatest that you've seen, then.
He's the greatest I've seen. He's the greatest team basketball player I've ever seen.
Okay.
Yeah, Bobby,
I'm gonna
jump in here, and I really appreciate the call. Definitely a something we've talked about for a long time, Nick and I. And Nick, we've gone through it before where Michael versus LeBron, but other than just debating who's better, we have both admitted it, and we can't argue. The only thing we know about Michael is what we read in articles, what we see on Basketball Reference, and then YouTube clips and talking with, but we firsthand, have not seen him directly. So, and that's why it's very difficult to debate, because you even have to go back farther than Michael to talk about the best player of all time discussion with guys like Will, with guys like Bill. And it's so hard to do it, and that's why I don't really take, not that I don't take anyone's opinion seriously, that sounds very condescending, but I think the most the most credible opinions are guys who have been through the generations of Michael and LeBron and even Bill, Will, or guys who at least have seen him more than you and I who are 21 and 22. It gets tougher. I guess we can debate, Michael, because we have read a lot and we do our due diligence, but if you haven't seen him actually live in games, it makes it difficult.
Yeah.
So, Bobby, great call and a great a point bringing up of what are the qualities to determine the best player, not just even in basketball, in any sport. You could, some people value ring, some people value regular season MVPs, some people value finals MVPs, all-star games. But then you get into the argument, well, all-star games are fan voting. Kobe Bryant, I think, has three more than Tim, maybe two more than something like that, but also he plays in Los Angeles, So, it becomes real tricky that way. We got, Nick, anything else about Bobby's call?
No, you definitely covered everything.
So we got 12 minutes left. What we'll do, Nick, because we only have 12 minutes left, we'll push the AFC over-unders to tomorrow, and we'll get the first word. You go with that?
Yeah, I was actually about to say that. And I actually just want to report that my team, Miami Dolphins is signing Arian Foster.
That didn't happen yet? That didn't happen like 3 months ago?
No, they worked him out a few months ago. That didn't, they didn't sign him. They worked him out again. And what I'm reading right here is that they have officially signed him, waiting for the best guy out of Schefter to give us the definite. But it looks like he will be going to my Dolphins, which I love. That's a great sign.
Well, we'll see how much you love it in tomorrow's over-unders for the AFC. All right. So let's get the first word. Here's how it is. I'll give Nick a topic, a sentence, a word, a city, a food. You really don't know what you're going to get. He'll say the first word or the first couple that comes to his mind. So, Nick, I'll go first for you. You ready for these?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. We got just about 10 minutes left. Number first, the Wilpons.
Cheap. Pretty simple. They own my favorite baseball team. Madoff. Everybody knows this, the Ponzi scheme. He screwed over Fred Wilpon. He lost about like $700 million. And then his son, Jeff, my problem with him, he screwed up his team. He let Omar Minaya really do his job. Thank God for Sandy Alderson. That's all I have.
I don't think Omar Minaya was the problem. But here's number two, and think about this. Coke product versus Pepsi product, and that includes everything, not just Coke versus Pepsi.
Yeah, I mean, variety. I mean, that's the first thing that comes to me. But to me, Coke products are better. I'll take them any day. Coke is better than Pepsi. Sprite is better than Sierra Mist. Any other...
Powerade is a Coke product, right?
Yes.
Is Gatorade a Pepsi product?
I don't think so.
But Powerade is always with Coke. You don't get Gatorade in a vending machine when you get Coke. Powerade is a Coke product.
I'll take Blue Power at any day, though.
All right. The worst three teams in the NFL will be?
The Cleveland Browns will be the worst team maybe ever. The San Francisco 49ers. And the San Diego Chargers.
I like it.
Going with them because I don't think any of these three, I think they're going to be bottom three in defensive rankings all year.
Forgot about the Dolphins, though. Number four, Jose Abreu.
Disappointing. I mean, we know firsthand. This season, he's been 272 with 11 homers, 52 RBIs. Only 33 runs scored, 321 on base percentage, 431 slugging. Every single one he is down from last year at this pace. Big drop-off. He's been bad. The team's been bad. It's just a mess there in Chicago.
Better team, 87 Celtics. That's Bill Simmons, as he says, is the best team of all time. Of course, Bill's a little biased toward Boston. 96 Bulls for the 2016 Warriors.
Well, it's the 96 Bulls. I mean, 72-10. I know the Warriors went 73-9, but the biggest thing was the NBA championship.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan and Pippen got it done. Jordan and Pippen. That's enough says right there. Curry, Thompson couldn't get it done. Jordan and Pippen did. That's the best team ever.
All right, three left. And this disregards your Mets. And I know Yoenis played last night. But if he were to be out for the season, the Mets would finish blank in the NL East.
Wow. From this point on, if he were to miss?
Correct.
Okay. They would finish third. Atlanta and Philly are two bad teams that, no matter what, won't catch up in this race. Miami would go way ahead, and Washington would clinch the division way early. I mean, he does so much. He leads every offense category for the team. That would be a huge loss. Huge.
Their 3-4 would be like Loney and Walker or something. Conforto gets called up. He's been tearing the cover off the ball.
Yeah, he actually got called up today. He's in uniform, but he's not starting. So
I feel like Conforto gets called up and then gets sent down like every other week. I don't get it. But the ideal score of a baseball game you attend would be?
3-1. I love pitching duels.
Come on.
What do you mean, come on?
You got to have, like, 7-6.
I love pitching duels, and then in the eighth inning, a couple runs off a reliever. 3-1.
All right. Lastly, if you – what?
What?
If you could be the commissioner of one sport, which would it be?
Oh, the NBA. It's easy. That's my sport. It's on the rise. Money. Everybody sees this money. I'd be rich, and I'd be in control of my favorite sport.
He would be rich, but Roger Goodell, he did make $30 million this past year.
Yeah, but everybody knows I hate Roger Goodell. And NFL is no fun league, and it's going to be gone in 20 years.
Okay, that's stupid, but okay.
Okay.
You got some for me?
Yeah, I got some for you. I got some good ones.
Let me hear it.
First one, Anthony Rizzo.
MVP candidate. He's got 21 home runs and 65 RBIs this year. That's four home runs behind Chris Bryant, who I think people are pegging as the National League MVP right now. But keep in mind, Rizzo has a higher batting average, OBP, and slugging. He's an MVP candidate.
I agree. Top three teams who need to make a move at the deadline for baseball.
The Orioles, the Tigers, and the Mets. And here's what I think: the Red Sox and Indians are teams that could survive without making a move. I think they should, but I think they could survive. I don't think these three can. The Orioles, 4-3-1, team ERA won't get it done. Neither will the Tigers, 4-5-4, that's 6-to-last. And the Mets are dead last in batting average in just about every offensive category. Those are three teams I don't think they'll make the playoffs if they don't make moves.
But Mets definitely get a bat.
Yeah.
Number three, Marucci Sports Products.
This is your ticket to a dream job. Why you don't have that you're a co-founder on your resume and LinkedIn and vice president of this and this and this. This is your ticket to a dream job. I'm telling you. Good for you.
Minnesota Timberwolves.
A playoff team. And home of the Summer League MVP, Tyus Jones. KG reports coming out that he's actually talking about retiring, which he should. Number one, he played, I think, in like 36 or 38 games. He didn't play past a certain date. Averaged like 3 points and 4 rebounds. So one, he's bad, and that sounds insulting. He's deserved the right to be bad. But it's also now in Thibodeau's system, and Thibodeau's biggest complaint or people's biggest critiques about him in Chicago was how much he basically relied on his players. And KG can't live up to that.
KG, it'll be 22 years. That'd be amazing.
That'd be crazy. What a great career. How many championships? Just one?
Just the one.
Right.
You know what?
Yeah.
That's all it takes.
Nice. Yeah, right.
Major League Soccer.
You say the NFL will be gone in 20 years. I don't agree, but if so, the MLS will be the future replacement. I think there'll be a major sport within the next 20 years. I think they'll replace hockey. They're up and coming. They don't have any big issues. Their biggest issue, and really the only issue, is the talent, which, not saying that's an easy one to overcome, but it's not like a health issue where they're still digging into concussions. It's very simple. They just need more talent.
Oh, this is a good question here. Top three 30 for 30s, in your opinion?
There's a lot now. This is not supposed to be this big, 30 for 30s. I got these three. Okay. The two Escobars, if you've seen that, with Columbia Soccer.
Yeah.
Benji was maybe the best. And then I got to go with the U. The first one.
Yeah, those are good. And then what should the next one be about?
You could do so much. I mean, I think the next one, I didn't even think about this. It could be on this Warriors dynasty. Could be on the USC sale, the $4 billion sale, and then seeing if there's any changes. I don't know. We'll get to that after first word, because I want to hear what you have to say about that.
Okay. The number one sport you want your son to play?
Soccer. It would be basketball, but to be fair, the odds of you... soccer, I think, would be one of the easiest for him to be professional. It's a worldwide sport. And number two, the other sports are declining. NFL, I'd rather not have him play in the NFL. Baseball is declining right now, so I'm going with soccer.
Give me your ideal starting rotation in baseball of all time.
Oh, I'll do current year. Because no one pitches well. I mean, you got to include Tom Seaver from your Mets. You could go back. Danny Koufax, Randy Johnson, I love. I'll go Kershaw and Chris Sale as my two lefties. I'll go Felix, even though he's injured, Scherzer, and Noah Syndergaard as my three righties. I know you like that.
Holy strikeouts.
Holy strikeouts, and yeah, Scherzer and Syndergaard. I don't even know who the number five is on that rotation. Maybe Felix or Chris Sale?
Yeah, that's a great staff, though.
Yeah, if you have that staff, I mean, you're not going to lose the game. But I want to get back for a second. We got just under 2 minutes. The 30 for 30s, just kind of your take on one or two that stand out to you, and also what you think the next 30 for 30 could be about. I know they are coming out with a Mike and the Mad Dog one, which will be good.
Yeah. There's a lot of good ones. Obviously, I think they're all great. One that stands out to me is,
it's tough, right? How about the three I gave? What's your favorite out of the three? Yes, the two Escobars, Benji, and the U. I know
the U part two.
I thought you were going to say Benji.
The U part two, because that was our childhood a little bit.
True.
I like those. I like a lot the Trojan War with the USC football team, because that was, again, a part of our childhood. We saw that going on, and then we found out about everything. But all these were great. And the next one, honestly, you have to make a movie about one guy, Caron Butler. Make sure you make a movie about that guy. One of the childhood I read about, turns to an NBA player, a champion. But I think he was arrested more than 10 times in his life.
15 by age 15, he said on Oprah.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy. We got 20 seconds left. So, dumbest thing you said today, I got to admit, it's Monday, so you were good today. I can't say you said anything too dumb today.
I can agree with you, too. You did say soccer.
Oh, you said NFL gone in 20 years.
No, I said 20, right? You said soccer instead of hockey. Hockey
yeah.
draft class
yeah.
just had the most United States players drafted, the number one pick is Mexican. This sport is going to stay. They just added a new franchise.